I think one of the wonderful things that Tanya Willett has taught me, you know, through her work with Redwire, and I think that also shows in the way that she curates a lot of her projects, including Crazy Making, is just this this way of working hard to create space and open space up, and you know, putting out questions that invite people to come in and discuss things and share things and learn more about themselves. So a lot of the things that she set up through Redwire had to do with, you know, each of the magazines that she would work on, they would come up with different themes, and they could be really broad themes. And then you'd pose those to the community. So you'd do a call out saying, you know, we want to hear about duality. You know, what does that mean to you? What is, you know, what is the legacy? Maybe it has to do with like shame and values of the church, and how are those different than maybe our indigenous teachings, or what do you think is sexy? And they just kind of throw all these questions out there and allow people to think about those things and come back with whatever they felt inspired to share. And then Redwire was always a uncensored place for those to be shared, which I think what was so powerful about it. And I think, oh, Redwire always got such a rep for being really radical. I think it was just uncensored. Like when you create space where people can openly share whatever they feel and whatever they want, then all sorts of things step into that space. And, you know, not everything maybe something to agree with, but it's still a voice in your community. And, you know, working with Redwire and forward to share my insights or my feelings, and then having the experience of other people feeling connected to those things that you shared and telling you how much your work touched them, or just getting that discussion rolling, is a really encouraging experience for a young person. And I think there's so many people that I see now out, you know, rocking it in a variety of different ways, whether they be, you know, politically campaigning or painting or public speaking or doing performance art, that really got that first encouragement through Redwire and the projects and things that Redwire did. And that's so exciting to see, because I think there's probably a lot of people that have never had that opportunity. But I know for me, you know, getting the chance to work with Tanya and having the opportunity to work with Redwire for, geez, probably about 7 years, if not eight, really showed me the value of that type of work. And it's definitely changed the path of my life. And I still enjoy creating space for people and inviting people to come into that space and holding shows and encouraging people to show that first piece of work or share that first piece of writing, and finding places, you know, to really hold each other up and show people that their perspectives have value to their community.